Welcome to Coworking Zine, little video cast and audio cast. And my name is Ann Kirby, and I run the Candy Factory in Lancaster, which is a co-working space in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And we have just released issue number 2 of our co-working zine, which is a small little zine featuring interesting people and places and projects in the world of co-working and collectives and co-ops and communities. The reason we have decided to put this little zine together is for a few reasons, but the primary reason is to offer a form of inspiration for those within our community and also beyond, and to highlight interesting projects and co-working spaces, both big, which are really important, big spaces that are doing really interesting things, but also medium, small spaces that are also just creating amazing innovation and collaboration and relationships. And so the small spaces are definitely an emphasis and a focus for us. We also hope that this is not considered just like a little news piece. This is not just a industry magazine. This is artistic and creative and something that hopefully will spark some ideas and also give some people who are looking to take some big steps the initiative and the inspiration that they need to take those steps. And so small business is definitely a focus, and how small business develops and passion for that. Co-working for me has been a life-changing experience. It's not just about having a cool place to work every day, even though that's definitely a benefit. For me, it's the relationships that are built within the community that these co-working spaces house, and the friendships and the doors that are opened, and the collaboration and the ideas that are sparked. And that keeps me going. That's really what drives this for me. Co-working has never been to me like a money maker. Like, this is not the way I pay my bills, and it's never going to be, and it's never why I do what I do. It's really truly more of a passion, and the money that the co-working space does make, because they should be sustainable and they should be profitable to an extent, goes back into the space. It goes back toward the needs that the members have, resources that the space needs. It goes to growing the community, expanding the space, and just looking at how we can build this initiative and this movement. And I think that going into this with the right reasons is definitely an important part of success with co-working, is people who are really passionate about this alternative way to work and to build relationships and community, and they're not just in it to, you know, fill desks and make money. So I think that with the right intent, co-working spaces obviously are very powerful and can continue to be and be really relevant and be the, you know, how we work in the future. So that's what this little co-working zine, lengthy description, is all about. We really, again, want it to inspire you, and hopefully it will, and you know, give us some feedback. Let us know if there's an interesting project or initiative that you would like us to feature, or if you're a small co-working space and you really want to help get the word out about some of the amazing things that you're doing. Shoot us an email, and, you know, please help spread the word. We are going to be printing limited editions of these zines and distributing them as globally as we can. And then also the zine also resides online as well, both on our website through issue.com. So check us out. The website is candyissweet.com. And thank you for listening.